Our text this evening, and I appreciate the opportunity to be up here tonight and let you know, this is a first for me, so be patient. You know, that's the deal. Be patient. Anybody that tries to stand up before a congregation and give a lesson or devo knows that it's pretty nerve-wracking. So, you know, we always want to encourage our men and always want to encourage everyone to kind of step out of your boundary a little bit. And you never know. You might be really well. Might do real well at it. If not, if you're up here, you're doing really well as far as we're concerned. So, our text tonight will come from Matthew chapter 6, verses 25 through 34. And we'll get to that in just a little bit. There's a song, for some of you probably will remember back several years ago, there was a song that came out. That song was titled, Don't Worry, Be Happy. You know, that song came out, and I believe the singer of that song was a gentleman by the name of Bobby McFerrin. And don't worry, be happy. In the song sings, the song is basically the problems of his life, and he has no money, he has no job, but he always ends each problem with don't worry, be happy. You know, of course, that was probably, if you look at that in a literal way, he made about $2 million off that little jingle that he sang. So, don't worry, be happy. Obviously, the money was not his worry after the $2 million. But despite the lyrics that he did sing in this song, you know, let's face it, as Christians, as folks, we all worry every day. You know, right? We worry about all sorts of things. Big things like relationships with God and with others, having a safe place to live, our health, maybe not making enough money to make ends meet in a time where we have economic crisis like we have now. We worry. We worry about the little things, not so much the big things, even the little things. Maybe just having a good hair day. That's a worry. Maybe the first day of school. Maybe someone speaking to you or not. Will our team make the playoffs? The New Boston Lions, will they make the playoffs? We worry about those things. Maybe missing the bus on school morning or stuck in traffic, not getting to work on time. These are all worries for us. You know, if we had to list all the big and little things that we worry about, it would be a long list, very long list. So as the song would say, let's don't worry, just be happy. It may be easy to sing, but as you know, as you see, easy is not always the case. And actually, if we live day by day, we're going to have these worries. The reason for this is that on a day-to-day basis, we do worry about all the things that we listed here and even more. And they can cause us to be ill, cause us to have health problems, cause us to be irritable, giving up. You know, they cause all types of problems in our lives, you know. And I wanted to look tonight at a couple, three reasons. How do you deal with it? How do we deal with worry? You know, the big ones and the small ones. You know, it's something that's always going to be on our mind daily. And we've titled it Coping with Worry. That's the subject we'll be talking about for just a few minutes. Number one, don't worry. Be careful. Try not to worry. Just be careful. Be cautious. When we worry, it's a sign that we're concerned about something. Now, there's nothing wrong with being concerned. We have to be concerned in our lives about things. For example, got a big test coming up. You're a student in high school. You got a big test coming up. We need to be concerned about it. We need to prepare. We need to study. You know, we can solve that problem by putting forth the effort to be concerned about that. Or if you go to the doctor, doctor has bad news. You might find a lump, or you may have some blood pressure problems or something else physically wrong with you. We need to be concerned. Now, obviously, we're going to worry, but we need to be concerned, you know, and we need to always be aware of the fact that what can we do to help with that? Being careful or concerned, however, becomes dangerous when it takes over our lives. You may know people who are so stressed that you've run into in your life, maybe in your own family. They're stressed to the point that nothing's ever funny anymore. Humor's not in their life. You know, it's always doom and gloom. People who overreact to certain instances, you know, they may have extreme worry over little things that we possibly, you know, that can just overtake our lives. Matthew 13, verses 22, and I'm going to paraphrase. This is the man who hears the word, and the worry of the world chokes the word, and it becomes unfruitful. The point is that worry can blind us to God's love. It can also blind us to God's direction for our lives and God's encouragement from His Word for us to live by day to day. So don't worry. Be careful. That worry doesn't only ruin our lives, but it also blinds us to the life that God offers us through Christ. Christ is always the answer in our daily lives. Number two, let's try not to worry, but let's be content with what we have. Much of our worry is focused on things, for example, what we don't have. Maybe something that somebody else has that we don't have. We're worried because we don't have it, you know. These are things that stay on our mind constantly. We worry about what might have happened in the past. We worry about what has happened maybe in the future, or what could have been, or what we did wrong in the past. These are worries for us. In other words, we worry about things and events that we have absolutely no control over. In addition to this, we also worry that we're not doing as well as we should. We're just not doing as well as so-and-so. So we worry about it. What is our image towards others? We may not be as smart. Maybe we're not as good looking as our friends. We think we should be. So we worry about it. This type of worry usually poisons us in the long run. Any opportunity we may have to be happy, it steals your happiness. So let's look at this problem and say, what is the antidote to this type of poisonous worry? Seeking contentment with what you have. That would be the answer that we would be looking for. Not with what you don't have. Be content with what you have and don't worry about what you don't have. There's a country music song, I believe, that maybe the artist says, we have everything we need and nothing that we don't. It's a good lesson to live by. We can look at Paul's words in Philippians 4:11. Paul mentions, I have learned to be content in whatever circumstances I'm in. And also, we probably could all quote Philippians 4:13. I can do all things through Him, through Christ that strengthens me. These are valuable lessons for us to live by, to be able to offset our worries day to day. Paul focused on what he had. Whatever that was, he focused on that, and he learned to be content. We can learn a lot from Paul's life. When his ministry was going great and he had plenty of help and resources, he was very content with his success at the moment that he was preaching. Even when he was in jail, he was abandoned by many of his previous co-workers and co-companions there that was helping him. But that's okay. He accepted and made the best of his condition. He didn't worry. His ability was not that he didn't care so much that he changes his circumstances. His circumstances didn't affect him. He cared all right. But his secret to being content in every circumstance was that he drew his contentment from his relationship with Christ. That's where he drew his strength. And we need to do the same. It was not his relationship with his circumstances. His circumstances was something that he could not change at the moment, but he could rely on the strength through Christ, not to worry. Things are always going to change. They're going to change on the minute, by the hour, by the day in our lives. Circumstances change. You change. People change. But Jesus Christ does not. He's the same yesterday, He's the same today, and He'll be the same tomorrow. So when your contentment's based on Him, you can be at that peace at any time and in any circumstance you may have in your life. Our last point, let's not worry, let's be Christ-centered. Good advice, be Christ-centered. Jesus Himself devoted a long segment in the Bible on teaching specifically aimed at this topic of worry. And the text that we talked about at the beginning of the lesson was in Matthew 6, verses 25 through 34. And I'll be visiting that with you. If you have your Bibles, you can be glad to turn over to that text. It's Matthew 6, 25 through 34. For this reason I say unto you, do not be worried about your life, as to what you will eat or what you will drink, nor for your body, as to what you will put on. Is not your life more than food, and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow, nor reap, nor gather into barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not worth much more than they are? And who of you, being worried, can add a single hour to your life? And why are you worried about clothing? Observe how the lilies of the field grow. They do not toil, nor do they spin. Yet I say to you that not even Solomon in all his glory clothed himself like one of these. But if God so clothed the grass of the field, which is alive today and tomorrow is thrown into the furnace, will He not much more clothe you? You of little faith, do not worry then, saying, what will we eat? Or what will we drink? Or what will we wear for clothing? For the Gentiles eagerly seek all these things, for your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things. But seek first His kingdom and His righteousness, and all the things will be added to you. So do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will take care of itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. That is Matthew 6, 25 through 34. In this passage, Jesus mentions several things about worry. Number one, worry is futile. Big word, futile. What does that mean? Futile, the definition of futile, some may say futile, it's incapable of producing any useful result. That would be the definition. Another word to put it would be pointless. It's pointless. So worry is futile. It will not produce a result of any use at all to you. God knows what you need. If He cares for the flowers and the birds, He surely cares for us, and He's promised that to us, so we don't need to worry about that part of life. Worry can be a sign of disbelief. Jesus says that a mark of the unbeliever's lifestyle is worry over necessities of life. Believers know better than to worry about such things. Worry also distorts your view of life. Worry brings a person to focus on the future or the past instead of the present. Each day has its own challenges, and God provides what we need to meet these daily challenges. So let's try not to waste our time, our efforts, our resources by investing them in tomorrow's possible problems or trying to solve the past problems that's already took place. And let's think about today. Today's the day we need to worry about, if we're going to worry at all. So like we said earlier before, today is the day that we need to be concerned about. Let's try not to use the word worry, we'll say concerned. We can only do what we can do today. Jesus also provides us with a way to order our priorities so that no matter what happens, we're not carried away by excessive worry or anything else for that matter. He tells us to put Jesus, the kingdom, first, In other words, make Jesus and doing His will in your lives the number one priority. And you'll automatically worry less about the future if we put Him in our lives as number one priority. Jesus is the Lord of our future and guarantees that no matter what happens, we'll have an eternal future with Him. You'll worry less about the past because His blood has covered the past and wiped away all of our failures, every mistake, every sin. This is how He protects us from being haunted by the past. Putting Christ first will also guarantee that everything we need to do is in His will. To be content, to deal with the problems of the day, He will provide if we put our faith in Jesus. A Christ-centered life eliminates the things that cause us worry. When Jesus is first, we're saved from the past, we're safe today, and guaranteed eternal salvation for the future. You know, these things that we've discussed tonight are life lessons that we can take to heart. We can apply them to our lives, and we can be better Christians than we have been. And we need to make sure that we try to live this way. You know, it's tough. The day that we live in today, with all the negativity that we see, all the bombardment from social media, from news media, from all the angles that they didn't have. You know, we have more things coming at us now than ever than we didn't have 50 years ago. So let's be try to, as Christians, we need to block all that out if we can. You know, maybe turn it off. Maybe not watch the news so much on TV. Let's worry about what we need to be careful about today and what we can do to help somebody. Focus on what we can do to help somebody instead of what can we do to help ourselves. You know, a lot of times it goes back to the fact that, you know, I've always been taught, you know, that the way to a happy life is to always look for helping others. Helping others always gets your mind off of you and on to helping others do other with their lives and will be better off. To summarize, excessive worry contributes greatly to our physical and emotional illness that may suffer from now on if we don't take care of it. You know, I'm not saying that we're not going to have issues in our life, that it's going to be real, real major. There will be. We'll have trials and troubles in our lives. It's going to be extremely hard and difficult. And they'll cause you to have extremely concern. They may keep you up at night, you know. But as Christians, we have that avenue through Christ that we can get through it. You know, we'll have heartaches in our lives. We'll have problems with being living the way we need to live from time to time. But if we stay centered, stay Christ-centered, keep that lifestyle, then our worry will not control us, or it won't lead us to unhappiness or disbelief. You know, if you're worried today, for any of us that may be in our congregation this evening, you're not right with God, then, you know, that's one thing we can fix. Because if you hadn't obeyed the gospel in repentance and baptism, you know, let go of that fear and anxiety tonight, once and for all, by being baptized today. That can be our first step in eliminating our lifestyle of worry. If you're worried that your life is not right and you've not lived a Christian life like you should have, if you're here, then you may have not done the things you've done. Let's let go of that. We're here for you. Let's let go of the worrying by going to God in prayer tonight and asking Him to forgive us and restore us back to our lives that we do not have to worry so much about things. If you're simply worried because of illness or family problems, you know, cast those worries on God. Prayer is a great blessing that we have to be able to go to Him with our needs and concerns. And we know God answers prayers. So we need to be sure and use that avenue to be stronger Christians. Reach out to our brothers and sisters in Christ. Our body here is our family. You know, we love each other. We have problems. So we can eliminate some of our worries by going to each other and visiting with one another and saying, you know, let me talk. You know, is there something I can help you work out? Or just being available, phone call, text message, anything that would be concerning, you know, that somebody goes through in life. And we all have them. You know, everybody has their own problems. If you think no one's problems are greater than the others. Just think about it. We all have problems. So this lesson tonight's not to say that we do not have problems. It's to say that what can we do to alleviate some of the hard times we deal with day to day. Let's always keep Christ in our lives for His support. You know, whatever your need may be, let's try not to worry. God loves us. He wants us to help us today. So if you have any need whatsoever, be sure and come as we stand and sing.